According to the official breed standard for the Yorkshire Terrier, its high head carriage and confident manner should give the appearance of vigor and self-importance. And today, it has something to feel really self-important about. According to the American Kennel Club, the Yorkie climbed into second place last year for popularity among registered breeds. Labrador Retrievers are still number one, but Golden Retrievers, who used to be in second, have dropped to fourth place behind German Shepherds. To place the rise of the Yorkie in some perspective, we've called upon Daisy Okus of the American Kennel Club. And you should explain first that the numbers we're talking about, the rankings, are how many new registrations there are for a breed.
Correct. Every January, AKC announces the registrations for the previous 12 months.
Well, of those top five breeds that I've mentioned, the one that is not like the others is the one that weighs less than 7 pounds, the Yorkie. How big is small on the dog scene?
Small is big, apparently, especially when it comes to the Yorkshire Terrier. This is a breed that's been popular for forever, really. But in recent years, it seems that people are gravitating toward smaller dogs. And the Yorkshire Terrier is a spunky little dog with a lot of personality, a beautiful coat. People seem just to gravitate towards it. And it's now number two, right behind the Labrador Retriever.
Is it close enough that you could see a year coming up soon when the Yorkie could be the number one most popular
dog? It's got a ways to go, because right now the Labrador Retriever has almost triple the number of registrations that the Yorkie does. So it's certainly possible, but I would say, you know, not in the near future. The Labrador Retriever is in first place for the 16th year in a row, so it's holding steady.
If the Lab has been number one 16 mm-hmm. years running,
right,
how does that score in the Dog Hall of Fame?
Well, the poodle has enjoyed the longest reign consecutively. So for 22 years, from 1960 to 1982, it was number one. But the Cocker Spaniel also has a special place, because it was number one from 1936 to 52, and then again from 1983 to 1990. So in total, 23 years just beating out the poodle. So it depends on which way you want to score the game, whether you're a Cocker Spaniel fan or a poodle fan. But both of those dogs were, you know, preeminently popular throughout the last century.
Well, Daisy Okus of the American Kennel Club, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And to find out where your dog ranks on the American Kennel Club's most popular dogs list, you can go to our website, npr.org.